Good evening, Robert. Welcome to the Space Show.
Oh, good evening. It's great to be here.
You're working on this the 2001 mission, and you've made reference to a few other missions. Could you just quickly run through perhaps some of the other missions that are under planning at the moment?
Sure. The ones that are about to launch, you know, quite soon are the 98 missions. The Mars Polar Lander, which is going to launch in January of 1999, and the orbiter that accompanies that by launching just a month earlier in December of this year. Actually, the Mars Polar Lander will also be taking to Mars two small microprobes. These microprobes are about basketball-sized spacecraft. They each weigh about 3 kilograms, and they're going to have penetrators on board that will pound through the surface and look for subsurface water near the southern pole of Mars, not too far from the Mars Polar Lander.
What's a penetrator, by the way?
Oh, a penetrator is like a bullet. A bullet penetrates a wall. These penetrators will penetrate the ground. So instead of having a parachute system to slow down and a terminal descent system to do a nice soft landing, the Mars microprobes will hit the ground quite fast, perhaps 200 meters per second, and drive themselves through the top layer of the ground as deep as 2 meters, where they have a little laser on board that will look for subsurface water. Those are the 98 missions. And then, of course, our missions are in 2001. We have another orbiter that's going to have a gamma-ray spectrometer to look for elemental composition around the whole planet, and the 2001 lander that we've been talking about. The Europeans are launching an orbiter in 2003, and the U.S. is planning to launch the first lander as part of its Mars sample return campaign. That will be followed by the launch of an orbiter and a lander in 2005. Both the 2003 and 2005 landers will have much larger rovers. These rovers will be roughly 5 times as massive and as large as the Sojourner rover that Pathfinder took to Mars, be able to travel much larger distances, and perhaps be able to drill into rocks that we find scientifically interesting. The rovers will bring back these rocks to a Mars ascent vehicle that is being taken to Mars in both 2003 and 2005. And these ascent vehicles will bring the Mars samples up into Mars orbit, where they will be collected by an orbiter and placed on Earth return vehicles to bring them back here to Earth. Back here on Earth, it would be tremendous scientific advantage for the whole world, really, to have these samples from Mars to study for years to come.
Are there any plans to sterilize any of the craft going there?
Planetary protection is a big issue, both forward contamination, meaning we don't want to bring any of our own life forms with us to Mars that we would then detect, and backward contamination, that is bringing back things that we're not aware we're bringing back. Those issues are just currently under study, and there's quite a large scientific effort to define that, and it is quite an issue.
Do you find it exciting working at NASA?
Oh, it's tremendous. It's a job I've always dreamed of having, and working on these robotic missions, missions that are actually happening, and happening at a frequency once every 26 months, I can't imagine a better occupation.
You'd be of an age when you wouldn't have experienced the many years of delays between the launch of, say, Galileo, Cassini, and Voyager.
No, I was watching then, but no, I wasn't working as a part of them. I was a part of the Mars Pathfinder team, and that was my first exposure to being on a real project. And from Pathfinder, I've moved to the 98 missions and now to the 2001 missions, and I'm hoping to play a role in the Mars sample return missions in the coming year.
What made you join NASA?
Oh, I've always been interested in math and science, and I've always been quite interested in space, what's out there. I'm a firm believer that there are other planets with habitable life, perhaps around other stars that we just haven't detected yet. And we're at a point in our evolution where we have the technology to actually start answering some of these questions that have been people have been pondering for for eternity. So to actually be able to play a role in answering in just a small part some of these questions is really great.
What sort of degree did you do at university?
Oh, I'm an engineer, and I went into aerospace engineering. I have a bachelor's and a bachelor's in science, a master's of science, and just recently I completed a PhD in aerospace engineering.
And do you see yourself staying at NASA for a long time? I mean, we've spoken to people here that have been with NASA since the 1960s, right through into the end of almost 40 years. Do you see that sort of career?
It's hard to say. Certainly, it's a lot less likely that anyone my age will stick with a single career path through their entire career these days. People seem to bounce around a lot more. I plan on staying as long as it's fun, and it's certainly going to be fun through the 2005 sample return mission. So if I can have some small role there and am able to contribute, I'll definitely stay. As soon as it stops being fun, I'll find something else to do.
You were in the control room when the Pathfinder landed, were you?
Yes. It was the highlight of my professional career.
I was going to say, what was the feeling like?
Wow. Well, it's hard to describe. I imagine it's a lot like winning your football championship that was here in Melbourne not too long ago, this past weekend. At that point in time, we had been up. Those of us in the control room had been up for about 2 to 3 days straight doing work, and all that we had been working on for 3 to 5 years all kind of culminated in that landing. And so it was just sheer euphoria to be a part of it. I'm sure that you saw we were all jumping up and down and screaming and hugging and crying, and then I was I was in the midst of all that. It was just really a great experience.
Well, we look forward to seeing many more scenes like that on our television.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining us tonight on The Space Show.
Thanks, a pleasure to be here.